Boy, says we're going live. Are we going live? Oh, yeah, we're going live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday evening. The release of the Packers 2020 regular season schedule is imminent. The Packers themselves will be releasing it in roughly a little over 10 minutes. And I thought I'd jump on this evening and talk to you fine folks. See what's on your mind. See what's going on in Packer Nation, as it were. Hello to everybody in the comment section. My goodness, whole bunch of people here already. I think I missed a super chat. Just in time, what's up? Think the Packers will play on Thanksgiving? I do not. Actually, we've already got word pre-schedule release that the Packers will be playing the Sunday night after Thanksgiving, taking on the Bears in prime time. So that will be a very good time. And I believe that is a home game. The Packers have a bunch of home games slotted reportedly in the latter part of the season. I think according to reporting that we've got so far leading up to the schedule release, I think we're looking at 4 out of the 6 final games of the year being at Lambeau, which is fucking awesome. So, the Packers will not be playing on Thanksgiving. That following Sunday, though, they will be playing the Bears. Dell, thank you so much for the super chat. Nagler, not counting Let Love In, what is the first New York City bar you'll hit as soon as they reopen? Also, Equiminius or MVS for that Adams jump in year 3. Well, obviously, Equiminius missed a whole year, so it's hard for him to take a third-year jump. I think MVS will be better in year 3, but I like EQ better long-term. That's just me. I think he's just a better overall package, so to speak. But we'll see how it plays out. A lot of ball game left. Mario, thank you for the super chat. Is Aaron Rodgers going to come on the show? I don't know. Here's the funny thing. I'll say this before we dive into all the schedule nonsense and the schedule finally comes out in a couple minutes. It is hilarious watching all the response to Rodgers' retweet of my Call Me thread last night. What's funny is that, and I've heard from a lot of people that there have been a lot of people saying that he was coming after me or owning me or dismissing me. There have been blog posts from sports websites saying that he was trolling a Packers reporter, etc. What's really funny is that he sent me a very complimentary DM immediately after that retweet, which was really nice of him. He didn't need to do that. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, Aaron knows who I am. He knows I'm joking around. But it is funny to this last day, this, you know, throughout the day, watch it take on a life of its own. It's very, very funny. Dustin. Oh, and but to answer your question, hopefully, I mean, we'll see. Only been trying to get him on the show for a decade. And this past training camp was the first time he didn't say outright no through Packers PR, because every summer I invite him on and every summer I get an immediate rejection from Packers PR. Last summer was the first time that I heard, we'll see, maybe. And then it just didn't happen. But that, you know, we're trending towards a thawing of the ice. I think I'll have my sit down with Aaron sometime around 2031, but we'll see. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. PI review has been officially nixed by the NFL. I saw that this morning. Thank you, Jesus. It is officially gone. Holy cow, was that god-awful to witness for a season. I am so glad. I hope the Saints got whatever they wanted to get out of it, because it was fucking ridiculous that we had to sit through that for a season. But yeah, it's dead, and I'm very happy about it. Oh boy, lots of super chats. Son of Sparta, what's up? I'm still not over Eddie Lacy. He was awesome. He was indeed, especially his early years, his first couple years in Green Bay. He was fantastic. But obviously, a lack of discipline is probably what hurt him the most. Sorry. Texts and stuff, schedule coming out. I'll read through the schedule and give you my initial impressions as soon as the Packers release it officially, which will be in about 8 minutes or so. In the meantime, I'll keep going with the chats. Matt, thank you for the super chat. I'm hooked on The Last Kingdom. Amazing show. Thanks. Do you see any wide receivers on the free agent wire or any trades that make sense to bolster the wide receiver depth chart? I think they did. That was the Funchess signing. That's the bolstering. If you wanted the bolstering, it's Funchess signing and EQ coming back from injury. That's it. I mean, I don't see them making any other moves now. I say that, I'll get done here, and there'll be a headline like they traded for OBJ. Who knows? But in the sense of, you know, trying to find trade partners or signing a free agent here or there, I'll be very surprised if Brian Gutekunst makes any other moves. I think he's formed his initial 90-man roster, and for the most part, not, you know, injuries, what have you, things will develop over the course of the next couple months to possibly change things. But for the most part, this is your team. Steven, thank you for the super chat. If you could add any former member of the Packers to this year's roster, who would it be? Any former Packer? Don Hutson in his heyday. How about that? With all the advantages of modern technology, working out, etc., schedule, diet, whatever. Don Hutson was the ultimate competitor and a man among boys. After him, probably Sterling Sharp. But those are the two guys that I would go for first. That October 3-4 weekend in Green Bay is going to be insane between Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and the Falcons game. I know. I saw Tom's report, Silverstein, had the Falcons on a Sunday night, I believe, which will be absolutely incredible. I wish, you know, I love primetime home games. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I prefer the rivalry games to happen in the primetime, but, you know, I'll take the Falcons. That's fine. Packers beat them last time they were up there in Green Bay. But, yeah, that weekend in general with, like, as you say, the college football game going on, it'll be a fun time. I think a lot of weekends will be planned around it, no doubt about it. Packers will have a worse record this season, but play on the field will improve. Book it. I mean, that's absolutely possible, Matt. There's no question there is a very good possibility they drop down from 13-3. But I agree with you. I think they will be a better team. And I think the play on the field will be improved, if for no other reason, especially early on. Lots of teams with lots of new moving parts without an offseason to speak of. The Packers have a lot of continuity, and that is going, that's one thing that is very much going for them. They can hit the ground running. They've got a lot of guys. Now, obviously, it's not complete. There are some new parts. But for the most part, everyone's entering the second year of the offensive system, third year of the defensive system. Most of the guys, the majority of the pieces in place, know the system and will not have to be learning it, not have to be picking it up. It's going to be about refining it, and that's what they're doing right now. You've heard David Bakhtiari talk about that as far as the mental reps, what have you. And refining what they already know. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think the play on the field will be better. I think this will be a better team, regardless of what the record might show. Seth, thank you for the super chat. How similar do you think A.J. Dillon and Eddie Lacy are? I see a similarity. I think Dillon's got better feet, so to speak. I think he's a little bit more shifty than Eddie was, even when Eddie was prime Eddie. But they're pretty similar. I do think Eddie was a better receiver than most people remember out of the backfield. I think Mike just didn't utilize him a lot in that capacity. But, yeah, I think they're somewhat similar. But I think Dillon's a little bit shiftier. Now, that said, Dillon can be very as effective as Eddie was in that. I think it was 2014, that one, like, really impressive year that Eddie had as the lone lead back. Obviously, that will not be AJ's role this season, but that's how effective he can be. There's no doubt about it. Bryson, thank you for the super chat. If Adams' contract comes up in 2021, I believe, does he resign if Rodgers is traded? Well, that's a lot of ifs. Yeah, normally I'd say let's get through the offseason first before we start talking about hypotheticals. But yeah, does he resign? Yeah, if the Packers pay him and if Jordan Love is balling out. You know, that's the other part of that equation that you didn't allude to there. How good does Jordan Love look? You know, if Jordan Love looks like a disaster, there's a good chance that Devontae wants to hit the road. But if Jordan Love looks like a promising young buck at quarterback who could conceivably come in and, you know, light things up, yeah, I think Devontae would very much like to stick around. But again, that's way far down the road. Not something they really need to worry about anytime soon. Ooh, Anishka, very good question via Super Chat. Did the Colts trick the Packers with reported interest in Love? You've seen a lot of pushback on the reports initially that came out about the Colts wanting to trade up into the bottom of the second round to take Jordan Love, that they were targeting him. Both Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter have reported, on the record that is not true. Peter King has come out the opposite side, saying that the Colts were trying to trade up. For my part, I heard from a somewhat reliable source inside a NFL headquarters that the interest by the Colts was very real. No one can say for certain how close Chris Ballard was to actually trying to pull the trigger on it. But I will say I do find the timing interesting. After the flush of initial reports came out, the first 24, even 48 hours after the first round of the draft, all of the sudden you have Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter pushing back against that narrative. That's very convenient. And it sure feels like, now, and I can't say one way or the other how official or real that is, but that sure feels like somebody trying to spin it and PR it. And, someone trying to make either the Packers look bad or just make it look like Ballard wasn't interested. That's just guesswork on my part, 100%. No doubt about it. Okay, we're 1 minute away from the official release of the schedule. Let's go. I want to run down this thing and talk about how the Packers are going to go 16-0. Oh, my gosh. Oh, someone's very upset on Twitter that I even dared joke about the Packers trading for OBJ. So I apologize to whoever that is in my mentions going ham, so to speak. Okay, here we go. I think we're ready. Let me pull this up here. Oh my gosh. Give me the 16-0. Let's go. Oh, the Packers haven't even officially tweeted it yet, and it's 7:30. Let's go, folks. Oh boy. Well, they got the preseason up. There we go. So it's official. Packers open week one in Minnesota. Interesting. It's a noon game Central Time, 1 Eastern. Not a primetime game. Not a, call into work the next day game, but very nice. A 1 o'clock start, or 12 o'clock if you're Central. Opening at US Bank Stadium, where Matt LaFleur kicked Mike Zimmer's ass last year, leading to the famous almost non-handshake afterwards. Week two, the Packers are home against the Detroit Lions. The Lions, as I said yesterday or 2 days ago on Extra Cheese, the Packers did not lead the Lions for 1 second in regulation in either game last year and won both of them. So Lions are no joke. It's nice to have that as the home opener, though. I'll take it. Week three in primetime, the Packers travel to New Orleans to take on Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. And I saw someone very early in the chat, I think it was the very first comment, saying that Aaron Rodgers versus Drew Brees is greater than Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. To which I would respond, I disagree in the sense that, yes, will the game probably be better? Yeah, no doubt. And is Drew Brees a better quarterback than Tom Brady at this point? Maybe. Both Tom Brady and Drew Brees looked old last year. They'll both be playing at home. But look, there's no question that in the pantheon of quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers is better than Drew Brees. I don't think any sane, sentient human being questions that. You look at the arguments that have been had, though, for the last decade about Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. That's why the Rodgers versus Brady thing is so prevalent. Man, that's just me. Week four, the Packers have a Monday night game against the Atlanta Falcons. Monday night, under the lights, at home. That's what I am talking about. Also, a gold package game. And I'm going to turn over a new leaf this year. I'm not going to make fun of the gold package people. I'm not going to belittle them. I'm not going to talk about how they are noticeably quieter than the regular crowd. Just bring it. That's all I ask. They were better last year. They still weren't up to snuff completely, but they were better last year. So that's a good thing. So that's on Monday night. The Packers have a week 5 bye, which is awesome, I will say. We've had a lot of late buys and or mid-season buys as of late. To get the week 5 bye, I'm here for it. Get that first month out of the way and have a reset. I'm all for it. Oh, boy. We got a super chat from Dave. Joy the Jaguar, my younger brother, wants me to ask this. Who do you think would be LaFleur's ideal quarterback in his offense? Congrats on the article dedicated to you on everyone's favorite site, Essentially Sports. Dave, thanks for the super chat. His ideal QB would probably be himself, as would most coaches who used to be quarterbacks in his heyday, so to speak. But, you know, he knows who Aaron Rodgers is. He knows how great Aaron is. Jordan Love is the future. The future is not now. After week 5, the Packers take their sojourn to Tampa Bay for a what would presumably be a national game in the afternoon, the 4:25 Eastern, 3:25 Central game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Rodgers versus Brady hoopla coming out of the bye. Gotta like that. Week 7, the Packers have a trip to Houston to take on the Texans. That's a noon game Central. Aaron, you talk about a quarterback gauntlet facing Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson. That's a stretch there for Mike Pettine right there. Then in week 8, we're at home against the Vikings. That's, a noon game, 1 Eastern. Got to love that. The Vikings in week 8 on November 1st. Then we get to it, a Thursday night game at San Francisco. So another short week heading to San Francisco. I don't love it. I don't love it. That's on Fox, Thursday night game, and Amazon, since they re-upped for the Thursday night package. Primetime game in San Fran. Don't love that one. Don't love it at all. Then they're back in the friendly confines of Lambeau Field, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Minshew coming to Green Bay. Week 11 at Indianapolis. That's, again, a noon game. And then, as we talked about at the top of the stream, Sunday night, the 29th of November, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the Packers take on the Chicago Bears at home in primetime on Sunday Night Football. Yo, I'm drinking to that one. Love it. Then got a bit of a run here. Now we start getting into a good stretch of home games for the most part. Week 13 is a rematch from the lone loss at Lambeau Field last year. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a 4:25 start Eastern, 3:25 Central. Then to the Motor City to take on the Detroit Lions. Oh, this is interesting. So they're at the Lions. And then week 15, the Packers take on the Carolina Panthers, who come to Lambeau, but there is not a decided date yet. It is either the 19th or the 20th. That's interesting. It's December 19th or the 20th. So just before Christmas, we got the Panthers coming to Lambeau to take on the Packers. That is, again, as I stated in my top 5 most anticipated games of 2020. If you haven't watched that video yet, I encourage you to do so right here on the channel. Christian McCaffrey versus Aaron Jones. That is what I am here for. That was a great game last year. I think it'll be another classic this year. I'm here for it. Then the final 2 games, the Packers week 16, this is a surprising one, a primetime matchup with the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans? I get it's a Matt LaFleur revenge game, kind of, but the idea being 2 playoff teams from last year, the LaFleur connection, the showdown of Ryan Tannehill versus Aaron Rodgers. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so that's a primetime game, Sunday night, NBC game, week 16. And then finally, the Packers closing out the season with a 1 o'clock Eastern noon Central game at Chicago against the Chicago Bears. At least it's not Detroit, right? ended so many years in a row in Detroit. I get we're still ending on the road, but ending in Chicago. I mean, I definitely see 13-3 there. Come on, let's go. Feels like a trap game. They're all trap games. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Is it just me, or have the Lions given Rodgers the most trouble of all the NFC North teams? He mostly wins, but it is normally a struggle, especially in Detroit. And the Detroit games are no joke, no doubt about it. I think there are a lot of factors there. Last year, I don't think their game plan helped them at all, but he was off a lot early on in that game. But he made the big throws. He made the throws he needed to make. They made the adjustments they needed to make. If you look, the play I always point to in that game in Detroit at the end of the year last year was when they came to the sideline, they saw the pictures, you know, they see them on the iPads looking at how the defenses are playing them. And Devontae and Aaron went to LaFleur and said, look, if we run the post corner, it's going to be wide open. And sure enough, it was. And that went for a touchdown. You know, that's where their experience, their chemistry, it tends to pay off. But I agree. Yeah, Detroit's no joke, man. They are no joke. Thanks for the super chat. But Nags, what's the schedule grade? I'll give it an A+. Is anything that gives us new hope, new games to look forward to? Man, I'm all in. I love it. I am all in. The only thing I took from the schedule review is that the Bears suck ass. I tend to agree, although I often, most often, express it in the Bears still suck. That's just myself. 3 December games at Lambeau. Sign me up. That's when we'll see the A.J. Dillon pick come to a full effect. Tim, I'm all in on that. I love the idea of Aaron Jones helping them get to a big lead early on in games, and then A.J. Dillon coming in and just trucking fools in the second half of these games where they have a big lead and they just want to grind the clock. I am all in the cold, at Lambeau. I'm with you. I'll tell you what, that's one thing I'm looking forward to. I love the week 5 bye, especially in these uncertain times that we live in. Who knows what teams are going to look like early? Again, as I stated earlier, I love the idea of the Packers having so much continuity coming out of such an uncertain offseason. I think that will help them. But if you look at those teams that they're facing, I mean, look at the overhaul the Vikings have had this year. They traded away Stephon Diggs. They have the biggest, this is true, the largest draft class since the draft went to 7 rounds. That's a lot of new guys that you're banking on to come into your program and contribute. Detroit, as we've discussed, they'll be tough. The New Orleans game is a hard one, no question. That has been a house of horrors for the Packers forever, and I don't expect it to be any easier. Although, you look at that playoff game, you look how the Vikings played them, a team that the Packers went on the road and beat last year. You know it can be done, so I'm all in on that. And then home against the Falcons on a Monday night. I love ending on a Monday night going into a bye. Yeah, I think it sets up really well. I think it sets up very well. And then coming out of the bye to take on Brady and the Bucks. So, I mean, for the most part, I love it. Who are you? What's up, Real DK? Who am I? I'm the guy Aaron Rodgers retweeted. That's who I am. I love it. I love it. All right, everybody. I'm going to jump. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers, talking schedule. 16-0. Book it. Come on. Let's go. A lot of ball game left. I'm kidding. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go. And hey, if you're so inclined, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Good night, everybody.